There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone, and praise the Lord. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, hold live prayer, and I assign a new task each day. The first thing I'd like to do this morning is to apologize for my voice. I'm a little hoarse this morning, but I'm still fired up about Jesus and what he's going to do in your life on today. Our topic for this morning is, haven't you cried enough? Are you tired of crying over the same old thing? And our scripture for today comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 30, verses 1 through 5, or the 30th division of Psalms, I should say, verses 1 through 5. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live with me here for breakfast by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. So please set your alarms to call in at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The broadcast is only 15 minutes. Additionally, if you miss this broadcast for any reason, I have it on the website for you after 8 a.m. Eastern, so you can still get that hot breakfast for your soul. Just go to our website, feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have the Bible ready. Let's go to our word this morning, because I'm feeling fired up about the Lord. Psalm 30, verses 1 through 5, and I'm reading from the KJV. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I'll read that last verse again. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. What is our topic for today? Aren't you tired of crying over the same thing? You know, throughout life, we will sometimes set ourselves up to live and exist in destructive patterns, a destructive cycle. And we see the evidence of this as we never progress to that place of a higher living on a continuous basis. Instead, we always find ourselves in the same types of non-productive relationships, or the same types of dead-end jobs, or we always find ourselves broke and needing money, or we always find ourselves cycling through friends. In other words, our lives are an existence of a destructive pattern or cycle, and we find ourselves constantly sad or anguished or crying over the same thing, that same man, that same woman, the same situations with our children, the same fact on December 31st of each year that we didn't live out the resolution we made earlier on January 1st of that year. So every December 31st, here we find ourselves saying the next year is going to be different. But it's never different. It's always the same because we are existing in a repetitive cycle of self-destruction. But the Word told us this morning that God, our Savior, the Lord, He has saved us from the grave for a reason. He has brought our souls out of the pit of despondency and despair for a specific purpose. And for us to understand that in so doing, it is that our lives would not exist in a state of always weeping, always crying, that our nights, our dark times should not always be what's occurring in our lives. That's why the Word says weeping may endure for a night. But at some point, your joy has to come. At some point, your mourning has to come. You see, when it said weeping may endure for a night, it didn't say that the night may only be a 24-hour period or what is known to us as a calendar night. Sometimes your night may be 3 days. Sometimes your night may be a week. It may be a month. Sometimes your night may be a year, dependent upon the gravity of the circumstances. But the truth, the infallible assurance and truth that it gave us was that there must be a time wherein the silver lining breaks through. There has to be a morning. There cannot be always perpetual night. If you go to bed at night, it is guaranteed that the sun will rise and there will be a morning. And that this must also be the status of existence for your life. So at some point, you must decide that you will put aside these destructive behaviors that have gotten you to the point, that have gotten me to the point of always living in nighttime. You see, Albert Einstein said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, yet expecting different results. And then the dictionary said, insanity is extreme foolishness or irrationality. It's folly, it's madness, idiocy, stupidity, lunacy, silliness, craziness. So if you want a morning to come in your life, if you want a different result in your marriage, for example, then you got to stop doing what you've been doing that got your marriage to this state of despondency, separation, divorce, lack of reconciliation. If you want different results in your relationships, the boyfriends, the girlfriends that you choose, then you got to start doing different things in the way you choose them. You have to look at your patterns, evaluate yourself. What is your role in continuing to end up with a non-desirable mate? If you want different outcomes with your children, you got to look at your role in having produced the results of where they are right now. If you want promotions on your job, better jobs, then you have to look at and take accountability for your part in being at the dead-end job you're on right now. For example, do you need additional credentials? Do you need another degree? Or do you just need to come to work on time where you are? Do you need to stop gossiping and be more productive? What is it that you need? Do you need more training? Do you need to determine what you want to be in life so that you will set out on a career path which leads you toward the ultimate type of career that you would want to have if you are always broke. Why is that? Is it that you fail to budget? Is it that you live outside of your means? Is it that you overspend all the time? Is it that you Maybe you lost the job and now you're having to rebuild. What is the pattern that got you to where you are right now? You have to address your role in it. Because if you spend your whole life blaming someone else for where you are right now, that means you have no power, no authority to change it and get yourself back on track. Aren't you tired of crying over the same things? Aren't you tired of living beneath your privilege? Aren't you tired of always being sad and whining? Aren't you tired of driving people away with your bad attitude or the fact that you're always depressed? Aren't you tired of crying? When will enough become enough for you? Where you will take responsibility, destructive patterns, where you will usher in your morning and put the night in its appropriate time frame. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, and your morning will come when you get sick and tired enough of living the same destructive pattern and having the same destructive results. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Come on and begin to praise the Lord wherever you are right now. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. That includes me. Oh, Lord, we magnify you this morning. We glorify you. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us another day. Lord, we come in your name asking the forgiveness of every sin, asking that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Father, this morning, we come saying that we are tired of living beneath our blessings, living beneath our privilege, living beneath our means, Lord God. We're tired of living in perpetual night. Father, we are wanting to usher in our mornings. We want to magnify you, to lift you up, Lord, to cry unto you, knowing that you have healed us emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, physiologically, financially, Lord God, in every way, relationally. We realize that you have brought our souls from the grave, kept us alive for divine purpose, divine joy, to sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed to praise your name and give thanks in everything, realizing, God, that the despair, the despondency, the anger is only supposed to endure but for a night, but that your joy, your deliverance, your breakthrough, oh, it comes in the morning. Now help us, Lord, to rejoice in you always and again, to rejoice as you told us in Philippians 4:4. Help us to find our joy in you again, Lord God, to magnify the Lord, to exalt your name together, as you told us in Psalms 34:3, realizing that if we want a different outcome, if we want a different result, if we want to live in the sunshine, if we want to bask in the joy and the glory of life, Father, that we have to change our destructive behavior, change our destructive mindset, quit confessing death, destruction, and despair. Quit planning our own demise. Quit planning the demise of others. Quit walking around being a gossiper or a backbiter. Quit walking around in the flesh, but instead submit our lives to you, our mind to you, our day to you, and to live in our morning. Because it is your will, God, that we prosper. You have plans to prosper us, you said in Jeremiah 29:11, and never to harm us. We thank you, Jesus. Come on and say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Come on and magnify the Lord for your morning. Today is a new day. Begin to praise him that you are breaking destructive behaviors, patterns, and soul ties this morning. You're tired of crying. Say, Lord, I've cried enough. Come on and tell him, Lord, I have cried enough. I usher in my morning. Oh, hallelujah. Say, I usher in my morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me give you the announcement, and then I'll give you our task for today. Please do not forget that tomorrow is Field D Fire Friday. This is where I pray over your prayer requests. please go to the website and enter your prayer request in on the Contact Us page. You don't even have to state your name. Our website is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And then don't forget to set your alarms to join me here live for this hot breakfast on Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have a chair pulled out for you. You can call in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. 4180. Our topic for this morning is, aren't you tired of crying over the same thing? Haven't you cried enough? Your task for today, hallelujah, is to evaluate your own behavior for everything where you're living beneath your privilege, every relationship, your bank accounts, everything on your job. I don't want you to blame anyone else. I want you to go back and evaluate your own destructive behavior and end them on today, that they cease and desist so that your night will end and you can enjoy your morning. I love you. I will see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Morning Motivation. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams. I'm about to go forth in my morning today, everyone. Pray for my voice. I love you. I'll see you in the morning. Hallelujah. Chains are broken today. Hallelujah to Jesus. You've cried enough. You've cried enough.